Floor Shorts, Floor 4.
This is the fourth show
of our show.
And welcome.
Welcome.
We have an exciting show for you today.
I missed you.
I say that every night, but...
I missed you.
I missed you over there, too.
Yeah. We're actually not talking to each other. We're talking to
red?
You.
Guy in the red? I missed you.
Guy in the mullet.
Scarecrow. I missed you the most.
I missed you, little pig. That they fell into the trough, and I was like, I'm scared of you. You're a pig. When Dorothy's walking along the fence and she falls into the pig part. Do you remember this part?
Oh, that's where she, like, gets knocked out and, like...
Yeah, but she's more... I don't know.
I don't really remember anything before the part where it turns into color, because I'm just weird like that. Because
you have reverse dogism.
Dogism, yes.
Yes, because dogs can't see in color, which I've never believed. How do they know that?
Well, because in your eye, there are cones and there are rods.
Cone and rod.
And some of... One or the other sees color, and one or the other sees light.
Mm.
And so dogs are missing whichever one sees color.
Dogs don't have cones?
Or rods. I forget which it does what. But that's what come when it's there's low light, you can't distinguish color as well.
Ah.
Because the color one stops working before the light one does.
You could be making stuff up and I would have no idea. You could be like, there's an elf in your eyeball and he has a little switch that he knows if you eat too much sugar to change it. And
there's a hamster with a wheel.
Yes, yes, that runs around on the light
spectrum. That's
your
eardrum. There's actually a drum in there with a little man thumping away.
Speaking of drummers and eyes, my dad is colorblind and that's always fascinated me.
My dad isn't, well, he's colorblind but not completely. He just can't tell the difference between like a purple and a navy.
He may just be fashion unconscious.
He's just, yeah, bad at coordinating outfits.
He's just, like, making excuses. He's like, I'm colorblind, so I can't tell the difference between polka dots and plaids.
Yeah, pretty much. He really can't.
So I believe my stats are that my babies have a 1 in 4 chance of having the colorblindness trait. So my babies, if they're male, then they have a... if they're carrying the trait... They have a possibility of being colorblind, but if they're female, they have the possibility of only being colorblind if I marry a colorblind man.
That is really interesting.
Does it make any sense? Am I making sense?
I think so.
It's like it's on one of the little X's, because guys only have the XY, so if your X is all funky, then they're screwed. But girls have the two X's, so they'd have to have both of their X's funky to be colorblind.
Oh, I see.
I find it interesting. I could see colors, though. And I enjoy them.
Isn't male pattern baldness a defect on the Y chromosome? And that's why it's male pattern baldness?
I believe so.
Even though there are women with bald spots?
And patterns. I always liked the term male pattern baldness because it always made me think when they lost their hair it was going to like...
Checkers!
Yeah, it was going to be like a flower. Ooh, which reminds me, there was a kid in elementary school that... I don't know if you had this happen in California. Annie actually grew up in California. She's not a local New Yorker.
But, well, you're not a local New Yorker either.
That's true. But I was from upstate New York.
Well,
so.
That's not local.
So not even that far upstate. Anyone listening upstate is probably like, West Point is not upstate. What are you talking about? I'm turning this off.
All of our 8 million fans upstate.
Exactly.
We're
just
turned off
their radios. Rochester. But this kid, I believe it was Chris Blazin, something Blazin, he shaved a bowling ball and a bowling pin in the back of his head because he was really into bowling. And I remember I sat behind him in class and I was fascinated. And I was so angry that I had like long stringy hair and I couldn't shave shapes into my head.
I think my brother had the steps, you know, for a little while in like the late 80s, early 90s, like the MC Hammer where you like shaved lines along your hair.
Did you ever do the eyebrow shaves?
No, but you know, I actually saw a man with the lines in his hair today.
Really?
He also had on a gold necklace with his name, his first and last name, done in like big crazy letters.
And his mother's maiden name and his first dog's. I remember when you were little, you were taught not to wear those because those are bad. Like, that guy's just totally begging to be
kidnapped?
Given candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad candy. Dangerous candy.
I beg to be given candy sometimes.
I do too. I got to wear more things with my name on it. I never thought I fit in with my name, though. I don't know if you ever have that feeling, like, I don't feel like a Colleen.
Ah, I totally feel like an Annie.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, look at my curly red hair and my dog named Sandy and my sugar daddy named Daddy Warbucks.
That's true.
I'm meant to be an Annie.
So when Daddy Warbucks' hair started going out, did he have a pattern before it left completely?
No. I think he was just...
born that way and just never came in?
Solids and stripes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could get into Annie and how it's kind of a messed up story.
It's a really messed up story, and it's a pretty awful movie. And Allison Collins, if you're upstate and listening to this, I'm really sorry, but I never liked it. I know you made us watch it at, like, every slumber party in third grade. I hated that movie. I'd only, like, pay attention to the Miss Hannigan part.
I was going to say, Carol Burnett is totally awesome, but otherwise I can't stand that movie.
But Tim Curry's in it, too. The cast. Tim Curry and Bernadette Peters. They were Rooster and Rooster's lady
friend. I had no idea
friend.
That Tim Curry was Rooster.
He was Rooster. Watched again. I mean, that's the best part of the movie. Tim Curry is my imaginary boyfriend.
I would date Tim Curry if he was...
Wow.
If he still looked like he did 20 years ago.
That's true. Tim Curry via Clue era? Wait, that doesn't make sense. Tim Curry a la Clue era. Wadsworth the butler. Oh, I'd date Wadsworth.
Oh.
Tim Curry a la pirate... Muppet Treasure Island. So did everybody talk like a pirate last week?
I know I sure did.
I did too. It was the humorous things happened.
What's the difference between a pirate and a buccaneer?
One is on your bucking head. Oh. Oh man.
That oh, you just awful. Pulled that one right out of the hat.
Yeah, that was I pulled it out of my buccaneer. I'm on a roll and it's made of sesame.
You know, I really thought that, but honestly, confession what? Time, people. I, as a
Wait,
child...
should we have some music for confession time? Wait, I think... Is that confession time? I mean, I actually... Let's do... Confession time music is happy.
Confession time, people. As a child, I was a good student, and I was often on the honor roll. And I honestly thought that it was on a... roll.
I was trying to hit it funny, like that's loud. Crap, we're gonna have to fix that later. You actually thought it was on like a scroll, like
no, on a roll, like
on a roll. On a roll,
dinner roll.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
And it wasn't until like sixth or seventh grade when my friend was like, "Are you retarded? It's honor roll."
Don't you love things like that where you think something is the same way and you say it forever and then finally one day someone's like, have you been doing that in public?
You know, the worst is like song lyrics when you like sing your heart out something and then you find out it's something totally different. I think I almost busted a gut this one time. Somebody told me that they thought that in You Ought to Know the cross-eyed bear, they thought it was like a teddy bear with crossed eyes.
A cross-eyed bear
that you gave to me.
Oh,
and I
so
almost
like a dead
died.
Teddy bear.
Yeah, like I, you know, my boyfriend gave me a defective teddy bear, and I'm all bent out of shape about it. And I'm gonna write this angry ass song.
If I had a, that would be scary. I wouldn't want a cross-eyed bear. I'd be angry too. I'd be like, I can't throw it out because it's gonna come back and kill me.
Yeah.
But I gotta keep this cross-eyed bear. Wow.
So that's a good one. Do you
that's
have any?
A really good one.
So, shall we get into our?
Yeah, let's do the first song. Would you like to introduce it, Miss Annie?
Why, certainly.
Okay.
The name of this song is I Am an NYU Art Student.
And this is by Poingly. And he is from Brooklyn. I don't know if he's originally from Brooklyn, but he's a Brooklyn-based...
He's a Brooklynite now.
Yes, he's fantastic on stage. Usually dressed in a lovely wig and as the show goes on, usually dressed in some kind of a dress that doesn't usually make it to the end of the show. So let's play the first song.
I am the one you want to deny.
different than a lot of the songs we've had on here. Annie and I were talking about, you know, making sure all of our shows kind of, like, featured all different types of music. So the first one we had was, you know, kind of, like, what would you classify Time Warren, I guess?
Acoustic, but also sort of swing.
Yeah, like a little rockabilly.
Yeah.
And then last week was, you know, Mother's Day themed, of course.
Yeah.
And this week it's electronica.
Yes. Well, he's kind of a grungy electronica, though.
That's true.
Punky, punk grunge electronica. So, how is... Do you ever want to talk about your comic on the show?
Oh, I guess I could. We did an amazing, amazing photo shoot. Actually, we had...
How many weeks is this photo shoot going to span out over? Because I feel like you could go for, like, a year and a half.
I probably could. The way I do the comic is different than the way most people do photo comics. Normally, they're like, okay, this is our script. Now, in this scene, you're going to look funny, and you're going to be angry, and you're going to point here. What I like to do is I like to take a buttload of pictures. Sometimes I have a storyline in mind. Normally, I just... take as many pictures as I can.
Usually you have, like, an overarching idea, but you're not, like, the details.
Oh, exactly. And then I just basically piece the pictures together in the way I think it looks pretty. And then after I think it looks pretty, then I figure out what the storyline is, what's happening. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like an improv technique, which is very different than most other comic people. That's why sometimes the shots, there's a lot of things where characters are talking from off the screen. Yeah. I'm like, I don't have a photograph of them. They're talking from over there.
Well, it's all right. I mean, I think it reads just fine.
Yeah, totally.
So, anyway, if you're listening to this, you probably already read the comic, but I'd like to encourage you to tune into this particular overarching storyline, because yes. I happen to have a few very humorous cameos, if I do
she
say
does.
So.
She does. Very, very humorous. We actually had to take out one of the most humorous cameos, which is
my ass.
A picture of Annie's ass, accidentally. We had everybody climbing on the outside of the apartment trying to get in, and there's a lovely...
We had a little crackage going.
Lovely, yes. There was a lot of crackage, actually. Hip huggers are dangerous for photo shoots, and I have a lot of friends that seem to like them a lot. So,
there's
a lot of crack going on that day.
But, you know, there's other good... There's some fun... folk band shots and
there's amazing
me it's, sleeping in funny places and you know
and the original story it's the Tadpoleite Saga, which is the fan club of Super Tadpole. And just in case you don't know, it's fluffinbrooklyn.com,
which is where you are right now.
Well, if you're getting this from a podcast reader, you may not know.
All right,
so but it's probably where you are right now, and you're probably my mother. Because I'm pretty sure that's the only person who listens.
Well, at least we got one big fan.
That's true.
Fan for life.
A fan for life.
If only to make sure that you don't say naughty things.
Yes, it's true. I'm not allowed to... That's why I'm very G-rated. Annie can say whatever she wants, and I could go, hee-hee-hee, I don't understand.
I don't know the F word.
Which one?
Farfet Nougat.
Farfet Newton. I thought you were going to say Fudgesicle.
Well, that's another one. There's a lot of bad F words.
I've got a freezer. For the photo shoot, I always like to get a snack for everybody afterwards. And I have a bad habit of... I always buy two snacks. I buy something that, you know, is sweet and something salty. But whenever I offer it to people, I always offer them as one snack. For instance, I had a Coney Island photo shoot, and I offered everybody ice cream and salsa. And
ew.
Yesterday I was telling everyone, I'm like, do you want fudgesicles and cheese?
There's
fudgesicles
only two dairy
and
products.
Cheese, yeah. I don't know if fudgesicles are dairy.
Yeah, they're probably not, actually. They're probably some sort of weird...
paste.
Plasma.
They're made out of astronauts.
Not astronauts.
Yes, astronauts. They're amazing. I love fudgesicles. But basically, I got all these fudgesicles, and nobody liked... fudgesicles yesterday.
Oh, it's just like, really full. I really enjoy fudgesicles. I may have one later. And I bet all of our listeners right now are dying for a fudgesicle.
I bet they are. Creamy and juicy.
They're probably sitting on the subway right now, on their way to work in the morning, and all pissed off.
God
and,
damn it! Why won't some lady come by
there? If only I had a fudgesicle, all of my troubles, all of my woes would disappear.
People keep trying to sell me bootlegs of Rush Hour 2 when I really just want a fudgesicle. I think that'd be funny if someone was selling bootlegs of movies that had been out for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, people walking down the subway selling bootlegs of, like, Kindergarten Cop. I mean, like, fresh off the presses.
Miss Congeniality.
Miss Congeniality. What other movies would be great to have a bootleg of?
Coming to America.
Coming to America, I'd buy.
Yeah, I would buy just to. I would really like to have that movie.
It's an amazing movie.
It's on my list.
It makes me think about my stamp theory, which is you know, they did the whole thing with Elvis, with the fat Elvis and the young Elvis, and you had to choose which one. Are they going to do that for other people? Are they going to do, like, a funny Eddie Murphy versus a now Eddie Murphy? Like, are they going to
He really
do...
doesn't look that different.
He doesn't, but I know he was funny. Funnier
well, he was.
Then.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and he's not funny now. So I hope they pick the funny stamp.
Yeah, they probably will.
Yeah. I thought about that with a lot of people, like Elizabeth Taylor. What do they do? Do they do like hot young Elizabeth Taylor, or do they like
white diamonds Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah, like wearing a wig Elizabeth Taylor. Like, what kind of a stamp are they gonna get?
They'll probably do a young Elizabeth Taylor.
I would think so.
Knowing her, just because that was like kind of like her highlight of her career.
Yeah, though I kind of hope they do a Martha stamp.
I really want them to do a. Can you have a stamp if you're a convicted felon?
Oh, Michael Jackson.
I was gonna say Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Jackson would be
Ooh. They'll be like, well, we really don't want to give either one a stamp, so let's just shove them all in there. And they'll be like, that would be great if they would be like the obligatory, this person's famous enough to have a stamp, but we don't like them stamp. Yeah. And there'd be like 45 people on one stamp. So they would be like minuscule dots. You'd have to take a magnifying glass to be over like, oh, there's Rod Stewart.
You know? Martin Brando, the kind of big
there
dot.
There he is. Yay. I actually have a massive stamp collection.
Massive
a lot of honeys
streak.
Because of it. Yes. No, I was a first day cover recipient for about 5 years, which means every single time a stamp comes out, I got sent a copy on the very first day it was issued, which includes the thin Elvis. I have a thin Elvis that's... And it's not that exciting, is it? Annie's looking at me like I have, you know... A freaking fudgesicle sticking out of my nostril.
No, if you had a fudgesicle sticking out of your nostril, I would be so much more entertained.
Oh. Oh. Now I'm gonna cry.
Well, don't cry.
Okay.
So
your buttons.
My buttons?
Sew your buttons. They're falling off your pants.
Is that like one of those things that moms say to like... Like I used to have this friend who had this really like cantankerous mother. And every time I would say ain't, she would be like, ain't a word. And
yeah.
I'd be like, you just used it in a sentence.
That was like never
that
say never again.
Me off.
They said never 1,000 times in that song. I was like, damn you, Fievel, don't listen to the pigeon. He's saying the word.
Yeah. I don't, you know, that's very confusing as a child. You know, as an adult, you're like, ah, would he play on the words? As a child, you're really perplexed.
Yeah. Be like, how come I can't say it, but you can say it?
Exactly.
Adults.
I hated my friend's mom.
Oh.
I still don't like her.
Really? Would you win against her in a fight? If I arrange a fist fight,
she's mean, man. She's got some nails. She might do some damage. She's got the mean streak going for sure. I had a few friends who had like really mean moms. Maybe I was just like a disagreeable child. No, I had other friends.
I think you just had a really cool mom. I think that was your problem.
Maybe
because you're like, this is the way moms are supposed to be. I like Annie's mom. Annie's mom, if you're listening, come
not.
And visit.
I'm not telling her about this.
Buy me food, Annie's mom. Bring
I'm going to
me
visit
fudgesicles.
Her in like 2 weeks.
That's going to be exciting.
I'll come back with all sorts of really boring
Ravenswood.
Stories.
Oh, stories. Oh. I thought I was getting wine.
Maybe I'll come back with some wine too.
Yay! I really like, I've always wanted to shave my head just because I've been curious. I'm convinced I have a really cool birthmark somewhere up there. Like, in the shape of Gorbachev's head. Not in the shape of his birthmark, but the actual shape of Gorbachev's head.
Is that probably, it's probably similar to, like, the Hitchcock silhouette, right?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Your mom's listening.
No, she's not. She went up to get a...
she
had to go to the bathroom, eventually. So she's not listening right here.
There is such a thing as a pause button.
Not in the Venable household.
A menopause button.
Oh, man. That hurt.
Yeah. Did you do anything fun last weekend other than your photo shoot?
I printed the shirts for the photo shoot. Actually, I did do something fun, which is one of my new favorite parts of the website, which is going to be my clearance section of t-shirts.
Oh,
which
yes.
are shirts that I have fucked up.
I really
up
want your bone-in
so
shirt.
So badly, yes.
I'm dying to have. I wish that shirt was my size. I would be all over it.
A friend of mine commissioned me to do a shirt that just said bone-in. B-O-N-I-N apostrophe exclamation point. And I went to print it, and I unfortunately had screwed up on the screen, and there was a big kind of tear in the part of it. So when I screened boning, there was a big black smear across the side of it. So I was like, oh man, you know, I can't use this shirt. I can't give this to him. So I just, joking around, started screening boning all over the shirt. So I had, like, boning, boning, boning all over the shirt. And I finished it and let it dry, and it was a blue shirt with black writing. And then I was like, you know what? It might be funny if I put a face on that shirt. And unfortunately, or maybe very fortunately,
I'm quite fortuitously,
the only screen I had with anyone's face on it was Phyllis Diller. So I screen printed Phyllis Diller's head in red in the middle of these three bonins. So it's like a bonin with Diller shirt. It's a men's size large. So if anybody out there wants a shirt that expresses to the world that you'd like to have sex with Phyllis Diller three times.
Boning. Like, you know, because it's kind of like, it almost is like a reminiscent of like a monster truck rally.
Yes.
Boning. This Sunday.
With
the
Diller. Ha. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm actually planning on going on over all the other ones I screwed up and just basically screen print a big block of color and then just go crazy on top of the color. So they'll all be original ones. And those will be like $7 just because they're going to be ugly. Just the way I like my women.
Horny.
Oh, they're going to be ugly and horny, which is a great segue for our next song.
Whoa, that's just amazing how that
horny
happened.
Horny by Poingly. I always wonder if I'm saying it wrong. I feel like I'm pronouncing Poingly too much. I'm saying too many of the letters.
I would leave out the hard G a little bit. I would say Poingly.
Poingly?
Yeah.
But then, no. Poingly. Poingly.
You say like Poingly.
Poingly. But this is our next song by him, and this is actually my favorite one that I have gotten a chance to listen to. It is simply called Horny. Hi, Mom.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that lovely rendition of Horny.
Yeah, so that was our musical guest of this week. That was Poingly, and you could find him on MySpace if you just look up Poingly, which is P-O-I-N-G-O-Y. God, why do I even start spelling on this thing every week? Man.
I don't know, but someday we're going to play Scrabble and you're going to die.
That's true. I believe there's actually a Poingly.com as well. Actually, I know there is. I'm not believing. I believe in fairies. Unicorns.
You're one of them, like, Tori Amos.
Ugh. Don't ever call me a Tori.
Fruitcakes.
I am not a Tori Amos fan.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I am not.
I'm saying that because it makes you all... If I say you're one of those weird people who like fairies, then you're not incensed. But if I call you a Tori Amos fan, then it's...
Then I get angry. That's true. I am not. I am not part of the Tori Amos cult. I've never shaved her head into my head.
What?
Like her face into my skull. Like I was talking about shaving people's faces into my head.
Oh, right.
I've never done that with Tori Amos.
I've never done that with anybody.
But I've had fantasies about doing it with Gorbachev. So if he came out with an album, I'd listen to it.
I see.
But not Tori. We're on a first name basis because I hate her so much. Amos.
It's lots of preparation H. Speaking of which, there was a...
What? Yes?
There was like a...
Corral. I thought we were playing word association. I'm sorry.
Someday we'll have to do that, but not right now.
And later.
As I was riding home on the subway today, there was a little tube of...
Test tube baby.
You're trying to ruin my story.
No, go on. There was a little tube,
and it was face down, so I couldn't read the label. But it was kind of like the kind of tube you would get, like, Neosporin in.
Okay.
But it's also the kind of tube that could contain other mystery ointments of various not-so-tame types.
Like, burn cream?
Such as Preparation H or...
Oh!
Crotch Goblin Cream and things like that.
If I ever had the money, I would start that company up.
Crotch Goblin Cream. Get the goblins out.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you have something bad going down there, that's bad enough, but then you don't want to have to go and order something that's going to be embarrassing. So if you get something that's going to make you laugh, you'll forget about your crotch goblins.
Kind of like on your roller coaster rides.
Exactly. Pioneer Screaming, crotch goblins all the way.
Okay. So... Anyway, so this little tube of ointment, it's sitting on the floor in the middle of the subway, and it's kind of like the white elephant in the room. Like, everybody knows it's there, and everybody's ignoring it at the same time.
So everyone's not looking at this tube?
Yeah, well, it got me started thinking about how, like, collectively people ignore things. And it made me remember this time when I was in college, and it was like some kind of, like, small class where there's only 15 people, and you all sit in chairs in a circle and talk, and... We were like, you know, there's all these people and they're doing this sort of...
Preparation H. No.
Mental masturbation about blah, blah, blah. My theories are so great and so deep, blah, blah, blah. And right in the middle of this circle of chairs was like a jelly bean on the floor.
I don't know.
And I was just obsessing over the jelly bean for 3 hours. I couldn't listen to anybody's, what they said, because I was like pontificating and blah 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 and so full of shit, and there's a jelly bean in the middle of the floor in between all of us. That's so ridiculous. And so
I have a great image of the teacher actually placing it there very deliberately, being like, "And your role
today
is good work, purple jelly bean. You're coming back next week.
Next week Oreo is gonna stand in."
Yes. Oh, if there was an Oreo, I think I'd actually be hungry all class, which is kind of disgusting.
Yeah, a little bit,
because it's an Oreo on the floor. But as you saw with my eating habits before, an M&M tried to get away from me, and I chased it down.
So anyway, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our musical selection and our random silliness tonight.
Next week, I'm the musical guest. La, la, la.
Not really. Please tune in next week.
I think I'd make an awesome musical guest. I play the piano really, really swelteringly hotly.
You're right.
I do. So
hot that the keys turn red.
They do. Well, that's because I have a keyboard intended for 10-year-olds. it's a full size keyboard. It's a really nice keyboard, but
it's not
keys,
full size.
Well, it's like
it's piano size.
It's not like
you're a couple octaves short.
88 Casio size. It's not like there's only one octave.
You know? Well, it's like a 4 octave, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
So anyway,
it's got drum beats, but the keys light up where it tells you how to play, and they light up.
And they're red. They glow like dying embers.
So sometimes I like to play it in the dark and be like, the devil's playing through my fingers.
Dun 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 dun.
La 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 la.
Dun dun.
Dun dun.
Okay, sorry, I drew the reverie there for a minute.
All right, well, I hope to see everyone next week in my magical mirror, a.k.a. the camera I installed in your bedroom.
Well, because she could pick locks, and she could get in.
So goodbye, everybody. You took my tagline.
You want to do it again?
Lock your doors when you sleep, because I like to spoon.
And good night. This is Annie signing off. I'm a peanut.
I forgot to say my name. I'm Colleen. I'm leaving.
Good night.
We're so sorry to see you go.